Chapter 8. The nurses wouldn't let us see Johnny. He was in critical condition, no visitors. But Two-Bit wouldn't take no for an answer. That was his buddy in there, and he aimed to see him. We both begged and pleaded, but we were getting nowhere until the doctor found out what was going on. "Let them go in," he said to the nurse. "He's been asking for them. It can't hurt now." Two-Bit didn't notice the expression in his voice. "It's true," I thought numbly. "He is dying." We went in, practically on tiptoe, because the quietness of the hospital scared us. Johnny was lying still, with his eyes closed, but when Two-Bit said, "Hey, Johnny kid," he opened them and looked at us, trying to grin. "Hey, y'all." The nurse, who was pulling the shades open, smiled and said, "So, he can talk after all." Two-Bit looked around. "They treating you okay, kid?"
"Don't," Johnny gasped. "Don't let me put enough grease on my hair."
"Don't talk," Two-Bit said, pulling up a chair. "Just listen. We'll bring you some hair grease next time. We're having the big rumble tonight." Johnny's huge black eyes widened a little, but he didn't say anything. "It's too bad you and Dally can't be in it. It's the first big rumble we've had, not counting the time we whipped Shepherd's outfit."
"He came by," Johnny said.
"Tim Shepherd?"
Johnny nodded.
"Came to see Dally."
Tim and Dallas had always been buddies.
"Did you know you got your name in the paper for being a hero?"
Johnny almost grinned as he nodded.
"Tough enough," he managed, and by the way his eyes were glowing, I figured Southern gentlemen had nothing on Johnny Cade.
I could see that even a few words were tiring him out. He was as pale as the pillow and looked awful. Two-Bit pretended not to notice.
"You want anything besides hair grease, kid?"
Johnny barely nodded.
"The book."
He looked at me.
"Can you get another one?"
Two-Bit looked at me, too. I hadn't told him about Gone with the Wind. "He wants a copy of Gone with the Wind so I can read it to him," I explained. "You want to run down to the drugstore and get one?"
"Okay,"
Two-Bit said cheerfully.
"Don't y'all run off."
I sat down in Two-Bit's chair and tried to think of something to say. "Dally's gonna be okay," I said finally. "And Dary and me, we're okay now." I knew Johnny understood what I meant. We had always been close buddies, and those lonely days in the church strengthened our friendship. He tried to smile again, and then suddenly went white and closed his eyes tight.
"Johnny," I said, alarmed, "are you okay?"
He nodded, keeping his eyes closed.
"Yeah, it just hurts sometimes. It usually don't. I can't feel anything below the middle of my back."
He lay breathing heavily for a moment.
"I'm pretty bad off, ain't I, Pony?"
"You'll be okay," I said with fake cheerfulness. "You gotta be. We couldn't get along without you."
The truth of that last statement hit me. We couldn't get along without him. We needed Johnny as much as he needed the gang, and for the same reason.
"I won't be able to walk again," Johnny started, then faltered. "Not even on crutches. Busted my back."
"You'll be okay," I repeated firmly.
"Don't start crying," I commanded myself. "Don't start crying. You'll scare Johnny."
"You want to know something, Pony Boy? I'm scared stiff. I used to talk about killing myself."
He drew a quivering breath.
"I don't want to die now. It ain't long enough. 16 years ain't long enough. I wouldn't mind it so much if there wasn't so much stuff I ain't done yet, and so many things I ain't seen. It's not fair. You know what? That time we were in Windricksville was the only time I've been away from our neighborhood."
You ain't gonna die, I said, trying to hold my voice down. And don't get juiced up, because the doc won't let us see you no more if you do. 16 years on the streets and you can learn a lot. But all the wrong things, not the things you want to learn. 16 years on the streets and you see a lot. But all the wrong sights, not the sights you want to see. Johnny closed his eyes and rested quietly for a minute. Years of living on the East Side teaches you how to shut off your emotions. If you didn't, you would explode. You learn to cool it. A nurse appeared in the doorway. Johnny, she said quietly, your mother's here to see you. Johnny opened his eyes. At first they were wide with surprise, then they darkened. I don't want to see her, he said firmly. She's your mother. I said I don't want to see her. His voice was rising. She's probably come to tell me about all the trouble I'm causing her, and how glad her and the old man'll be when I'm dead. Well, tell her to leave me alone for once. His voice broke. For once, just to leave me alone. He was struggling to sit up, but he suddenly gasped, went whiter than the pillowcase, and passed out cold. The nurse hurried me out the door. I was afraid of something like this if he saw anyone. I ran into Two-Bit, who was coming in. You can't see him now, the nurse said, so Two-Bit handed her the book. Make sure he can see it when he comes around. She took it and closed the door behind her. Two-Bit stood and looked at the door a long time. I wish it was any one of us except Johnny, he said, and his voice was serious for once. We could get along without anyone but Johnny. Turning abruptly, he said, Let's go see Dallas. As we walked out into the hall, we saw Johnny's mother. I knew her. She was a little woman with straight black hair and big black eyes like Johnny's, but that was as far as the resemblance went. Johnny Cake's eyes were fearful and sensitive. Hers were cheap and hard. As we passed her, she was saying, But I have a right to see him. He's my son. After all the trouble his father and I have gone to raise him, this is our reward. He'd rather see those no-count hoodlums than his own folks. She saw us and gave us such a look of hatred that I almost backed up. It was your fault. Always running around in the middle of the night, getting jailed and heaven knows what else. I thought she was going to cuss us out. I really did. Two-Bit's eyes got narrow, and I was afraid he was going to start something. I don't like to hear women get sworn at, even if they deserve it. No wonder he hates your guts, Two-Bit snapped. He was going to tell her off real good, but I shoved him along. I felt sick. No wonder Johnny didn't want to see her. No wonder he stayed overnight at Two-Bit's or at our house and slept in the vacant lot in good weather. I remembered my mother, beautiful and golden like soda, and wise and firm like dairy. Oh, Lordy. There was a catch in Two-Bit's voice, and he was closer to tears than I'd ever seen him. He has to live with that. We hurried to the elevator to get to the next floor. I hoped the nurse would have enough sense not to let Johnny's mother see him. It would kill him.